This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tom, Christmas is here. There's parties to go to. We've been to a few already. Work functions, lots of food, lots of alcohol.
I don't drink.
The diet goes out the window completely.
I thought so. You had put on a couple of kilos.
Anxiety goes up. Oh, my God. Thank goodness our next guest has dropped in, former star of The Bachelor and fitness guru Sam Wood. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Joy. Sam, you've timed this perfectly.
I'm here to reduce your anxiety.
Reduce our anxiety. So I've already started to slacken off. Realistically, how do we get through the holiday period unscathed?
Drunk, yeah, well, that's one way of doing it, that's for sure. I think the key word you said there is realistically. I think people probably have unrealistic goals over this time. I'm a big believer in keeping it real and breaking even over this period is still a win, and then making sure once you get out the other side, you actually have a clear head of what you want to achieve, and then you can put the other stuff behind you. So to break even, portion size control is something.
So when you say break even, you mean so you don't actually put on any weight or lose any muscle or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. I think just do enough to sort of come out the other side and maintain what you've achieved over the year. So many people achieve good results through the year and then almost undo 11 months of good work in 4 weeks, and then they get to January and it's this vicious cycle where they go round and round again and they're frustrated and here we go again and all that I achieved. I can't believe I've let myself go back that far. I'm really frustrated. So I sort of say, if you can get 3 or 4 workouts in a week and get them done in the morning, because we're busy. Yeah. Well, just because at this time of year, so much starts to happen. So we've got Christmas shopping, we've got social engagements. If you can get a 20-minute workout in and relative high intensity 3 or 4 times a week, so what are we talking about, an hour 20 of your week into some exercise, then you should break even, as long as you drink lots of water and don't go too crazy on the intake of food.
And you eat all that turkey and drink. I ain't getting up and exercising. I'm spending the next 3.5 days on the lounge trying to...
In the food coma.
I think
Christmas Day, you could probably be forgiven, but I think if you can say to yourself, Christmas Eve, I'm going to get it done, I'm going to give myself Christmas Day and Boxing Day off, and then on the 27th you start slowly again, you'll be okay.
Tom, how many times have you been to the gym?
Twice in my life.
Twice in your life?
Twice. So 3 years ago I went to a chain.
Right.
He was so handsome, the man out the front. I think that's the only reason he conned me. And then I thought, you know what, I do want muscles. I did want muscles. So I went in and I paid the money and it gave me a little bag. And then I went to the shops and I bought an outfit, even ugly shoes. I've never worn them. And then every month Wayne would show me the statement. And the bag was still packed in the room. Yeah, 2.5 years later, I went back.
So you're not on your own, Tom. Here's a scary statistic. 15% of people that have a gym membership use it more than 4 times a year. So 85% of people don't use their gym membership more than 4 times a year.
Well, that's me.
So it's a very expensive gym membership.
It was very expensive. And then they try to con you to stay. And I'm going, sweetie, have a look at the...
Yeah, the only time they speak to you is when you try and quit. It's the first time they've made contact with you. So, yeah.
You know what? Half of it was, I'm going to say, I've hit 50 and I did want to have muscle. So, I don't mind taking my shirt off down Midsummer Parade. I want people to have a look. But I find it intimidating. Like, as a male, and I suppose girls probably feel exactly
absolutely
the same. I walk in there and I think, I really would like to have a go. Everything there scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Everything's sweaty.
I've got a 28 program, which is 28-minute workouts you do at home. And one of the biggest positive things we hear is it's so nice having the convenience that I can just get up and do it in my daggers clothes in my lounge room.
So he doesn't have to go to a gym.
And gyms intimidate me, men and women. I don't know what to do. There's huge guys lifting muscles. No one helps you. I feel like I'm doing the exercises wrong and it's embarrassing. And
Everyone looks at you.
Yeah, everyone stares at you. Everyone there's super fit. The craziest thing I hear is, Sam, when I get fit, I'm going to join the gym. And of course, you never get fit, so you never join the gym, and it's just perpetuate. So it's and then people just think I need to be fit to join the gym because it's intimidating, and they never get there.
So let's say we get through Christmas and the New Year,
which we're going to do.
We're all going to have the same New Year's resolution of I'm going to get fit, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to put on my whatever it is. How do we stick to it? Because if you ask us what our New Year's resolutions were last year, I can't remember.
Yeah, that's true. I think the biggest mistake people make is it's too too long. Their resolution or their goal is too long. They say, by December of this year, I want to be whatever it might be. Set a shorter goal that's more realistic and achieve that first. So work in a four-week block. In 4 weeks, I want to achieve X. I'm going to achieve that. I'm going to reward myself. Then I'm going to set a new goal and I'm going to go again. When you break it up into lots of little goals strung together, right, before you know it, you've had three or four successful months in a row and you'd be amazed at what you've actually achieved.
But that four-week goal can't be, I'm going to lose 20 kilos.
No, it has to be. So it might be, if you've got 30 kilos to lose, you might say, by the end of January, I will have lost 4 kilos or 5 kilos. So healthy weight loss, if you're losing fat and not muscle and fluid. So these extreme diets tend to just lose muscle and fluid, and that's why you bounce back and put all the weight back on. If you're losing weight properly and you're losing fat, depending on gender, age, genetics, anywhere from 500 grams to 2 kilos a week is sort of what you should be aiming for.
There, Tom. Can you put on 500 grams to 2 kilos
much
a week?
Much harder to put weight on. So if you're an ectomorph like Tom is, it's like me. Like, I have to work super hard in the gym.
An ectomorph?
An ectomph's your body type.
I swear it.
No. It sounds like a dirty word, doesn't it? Yeah. Your body type, Tom, would be an ectomorph, which means you don't put on fat, but you have to work super hard to put on muscle.
Sam Wood's checking out my body, everybody.
That's right. I'm checking him out. I'm checking him out from outside.
Sam, how important is diet compared to exercise? Is it a big component of the equation?
It's equally, if not more important. Absolutely. People sort of think you can't be a 10 out of 10 in one and a 3 out of 10 in the other and expect results. You're much better off to be an 8 or 9 out of 10 in both. Don't try and be perfect, but eat good food most of the time, get your workouts in when you can, and you'll get much better results than if you're perfect with one and crappy with the other.
I find just put like spinach on cheesecake. It makes me feel better.
That's right. Just dress it up.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Fool yourself and away you go.
Yes. Get a grain on the top of anything and you can get through it, let me tell you.
Now, you've been commissioned to develop a gym.
I have. I've been working with the awesome guys at One Wellington, which is this great new development down at the St Kilda Junction there.
Nothing to do with Wet on Wellington?
No. Different complex. But it's this awesome apartment, 180 apartments that are going up there as they start building them next year. And I worked with the guys to design a state-of-the-art gym. So we talk about convenience to have a gym like that in your actual apartment complex that's exclusive for you. It's pretty cool. It's got a lap pool and sauna and then this amazing gym, and I've written workouts for them and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out if you love living in that area and you want to move into an apartment with an amazing fitness complex.
Does that mean you made the little machines?
I didn't make the actual machines, but we chose the manufacturer of the right type of equipment and then the layout. And, you know, most apartments say, I've got a gym, and you go in there and it's smaller than this office and it's got one treadmill from 1985 and a few broken dumbbells. This is a state-of-the-art complex and it's very cool.
I saw some of your exercises, and I think one is called Core on the Floor.
Yep.
I was thinking that's actually a really good one for Tom. He could... he
sounds like a song, wasn't it? Core on the Floor.
So he might get you to show him how to do it. Getting back to the diets, if people do want to lose weight, what would you recommend? You hear the Atkins diet, the keto, the whatever.
Yeah.
There's so much out there.
Like the paleo one, where they eat sticks and rocks.
And then you see it's good, then you see it's bad. What do you say to your clients who say, look, I really want to lose weight?
And how can I get guns like yours, buddy?
So my philosophy is JERF, which is just eat real food. Cut out all the processed crap, but you don't have to be extreme. So I think there's a lot of good things with paleo, but I also think it's too extreme for most people to maintain and you miss out on some key nutritional components. I also think, you know, keto is the same. But the philosophies of them are quite good. We tend to eat too many processed carbohydrates and too many refined sugars.
Donuts.
Exactly, yes. Like donuts. So we're all infatuated with fat, but fat isn't what really makes us fat. It's more processed carbohydrates and refined sugars. So when we cut them down, we make big, big differences in a small amount of time.
So carbohydrates are still okay.
Absolutely, it's the right just carbs. The right ones. Good fats, good carbs, quality protein from real food. I know that sounds simple, but when you actually do that, I promise you, that's when you get great results.
Fantastic. So, Tom, you're going to head off to the gym today?
He's back. It's a comeback.
Well, no, look, I've told you now, my law is I'd rather sleep with muscles than get muscles. If I can't get them one way or the other, I'll just sleep with them. Yeah, I'm
so
happy.
So if we want more tips and tricks, we can follow you on Instagram.
That's right. Yep, Sam James Wood.
Or we can check out your web page, Sam. thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Absolute pleasure, guys.
And we might get you back in the new year to sort of do some circumference
measures. And you're going to need it. I know what you're going to get up to at Christmas.
I'll come back anytime.
Thanks, Sam.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.